Welcome, one and all, to the Shenanigans, Tomfoolery, and Debauchery podcast, where we share your stories of all of the questionable and incredibly entertaining decisions that you've made in life. Your tour guides for this amazing ride are me, Shit Show Shauna, and my partner in crime, the dazzling Diva. Now grab yourself a cold beverage, sit back, and celebrate the fact that you're not the only one out there making bad decisions. Now let's go.
Sean, how are you doing this week?
Oh, Double D, I am wonderful. Cannot complain. How are you?
I'm great, but you know, I've been curious all week. Something's really been on my mind.
Uh-oh.
And I wanted to ask you, have you had any further communication with your Roomba? You know, I know for a while there, you and the Roomba had been talking and getting to know one another and swapping stories about the husbands and kids and pets and all. Have you guys still been keeping an open dialogue with one another?
Well, you know me, Double D, I can pretty much talk to the wall. So it's not surprising probably to any of our listeners that I have been having an ongoing communication relationship with my Roomba. But I do have to tell you, I don't know, it was probably 2 weeks ago because we haven't talked about this in a while.
No, we haven't. That's why I was curious.
Yeah. Well, I love that you're following up on it. It was probably 2 weeks ago and I swear I heard it doing it again. And I almost caught my phone and recorded it so that I could share it with you.
Right.
But I thought to myself, I don't know. And next time I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to record it. But I don't know if you'll be able to get the gist, if you'll be able to really hear it come through on a recording. But I think we're going to give it a try.
But will the Roomba talk in front of me? You know, maybe the Roomba likes to keep things private and just, you know, maybe the Roomba's shy. I don't know.
I'm not even sure it's the Roomba talking. Like I said before, I think maybe I'm picking up some sort of other conversation, whether that's a neighbor or whether that's an alien life form. I don't know.
I think it's the aliens.
I think so too.
I don't think your neighbors have that much to talk about, but the aliens, they have a lot to say.
Yeah, about anal probings and,
exactly.
You know, taking over Earth.
Right.
Absolutely.
The plans for the revolution, the alien revolution.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, keep me posted on the Roomba because I think of the Roomba often and I want to know what's on the Roomba's mind. You know, I think the Roomba has a lot of good things to say.
Well, I'll tell you what. So, you know, my Roomba's name is Sucky, right?
Okay.
Have I ever told you that?
You have not told me that. And I don't think that's how you pronounce it.
Oh, like sake.
Ah, sucky. Like that's sucky, how you. Yeah, that's how you pronounce that name.
Well, you know, when you get a Roomba, you have to give it a name, right?
Yes,
because you have to be able to, like, yeah, whatever. I don't know. I didn't set it up in the system, but you have to give it a name. So yeah, okay. The name I landed on was sucky. Oh, sucky. So I will be sure to let sucky know that you have been inquiring as to her goings on.
And you know what? The fact that I'm jotting myself a note so that when I meet the Roomba, I can call the Roomba by its proper name is just really crazy.
Some might throw that in the bucket of being a little bit crazy. You're right. I'll give you that.
I can say I'm proper. I want to address Roomba by its proper name.
Well, you are a Southern girl. You have Southern manners.
Exactly.
I would expect nothing else of you.
Yes, I don't want to walk into the, hey, Roomba, what's up? You know?
Yeah.
Address people by their name, people and things by their name, you know?
Now, will it be Miss Sucky or just plain Sucky?
Oh, no, we're not that formal.
Okay.
It's just like, hey, Sucky, how are you doing? Yeah. So,
well, that's very considerate of you, Double D.
I'm known for being considerate. I'm also known for having great stories. See,
what I did there? Yes.
So this week, I actually got a story from a young lady called Mimi.
Ooh.
And the thing with Mimi is that she absolutely insisted that we use her real name.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's like sucky. She wants to be addressed by name.
Okay.
So Mimi insisted that we call her Mimi.
So can we, out of respect for our listeners and out of our appreciation for Mimi sharing her story, can we refer to her as Miss Mimi?
Miss Mimi. Oh, that's hard to say. Miss Mimi. That's hard to say. Yeah,
I know. It's a mouthful.
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
Okay. Tell me about Mimi. What's Mimi have to tell us?
So Mimi said she has a story about a gentleman named Jeff with no F's. So I don't know how you spell Jeff with no F's. It seems like that would just be Jeff. Hey, Jeff, you know, but there is someone in this world named Jeff with no F's.
Okay.
I'm here for it.
I am absolutely 1,000% here for it. You know, I get really, you know, Double D, I get really excited for these stories, like probably to a little bit of a ridiculous extent. So I am here for it. Let me hear it.
Okay, here we go. So after this is, Mimi has a lot to say. So, you know, buckle up and get ready for a little bit of a ride, because this is a little journey.
All right, I can't wait.
She says, after the pandemic, I became an isolated hermit. My friends kept encouraging me to get out and meet someone. They would tell me, girl, no matter how hard you try, that body pillow is never going to hump you back.
That's true. That's true.
And I've tried.
It's a good point.
So I hopped onto the World Wide Web and entered the sphere known as online dating.
Wait. The World Wide Web. Is Mimi like 80? Who calls it the World Wide Web anymore?
I don't know.
Hey, geriatric playtime, I am all in on. So
yeah, let the kids play. Let the kids play and the elders.
Okay.
So she said, I hopped into online dating. I quickly met a nice guy I'll call Jeff. The reason I call him Jeff is because that is his name. Okay.
seems appropriate. Makes sense. I'm following.
So, okay, this next part is in all caps. Yeah, Jeff, you know it's you. You know you on some bullshit. You know the way you did me was foul. Okay. I'm talking about it now. You know I'm talking about you, and that's what's up. No cap.
Damn.
Okay, so Mimi is not 80. Based on her slang, she is very Gen Z, and Mimi is very pissed.
Okay? Yes, angry Mimi on our hands, for
yes,
sure.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. So she says, when I met Jeff, who I now refer to as Jeff with no F's, when I met him online, I was ecstatic to learn we had a lot in common. For example, we both loved classic TV shows. And to up the ante, he not only loved the shows, but he loved and memorized the theme songs for numerous shows. So, I mean, it kind of sounds like the little kid version of Jeff with no F's, that his favorite babysitter was the TV. Because he really seems like he spent a lot of time watching TV. But no shade. I mean, you know, appearance after work.
Yeah.
Okay, so I would frequently be serenaded with Lady Godiva was a freedom rider. Okay, so this is me, Double D. So listeners, I had to jump on the web and do a bit of research on this one because I wasn't familiar with this song. So I don't know. Do you know it? Lady Godiva was a freedom rider.
I recognize it, but okay. I can't place what it's from.
Okay, yeah. But see, I know more of the classics, like where we're moving on up,
moving on up.
Yeah, and those were the days. And then, of course, what will we do, baby, without us? Like, do you recognize nice. Those?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, how about name them.
Okay. Well,
where we're moving on up.
Right. I can picture it all in my head. See, this isn't fair. You're playing on my memory here.
The Jeffersons.
Yes.
Okay. And those were the days. Those were the days.
See, that one I never watched. I didn't ever watch what? That one. Mm-mm.
What?
No, sorry.
Oh my goodness. Archie Bunker. Well, it was called All in the Family.
Okay. Yes.
You never, oh my gosh.
I didn't.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then what will we do, baby, without us?
What was that one?
With Alex Keaton, come
yes,
on.
Yes, was that,
Family Ties.
Family Ties, thank
yes,
you.
Yes.
Okay, well, I have one for you. Are you
okay,
ready?
Go ahead.
Come and knock on my door.
Oh, Three's Company, boom, boom, boom. Yes.
Oh, you're way better at this than I am.
My favorite babysitter was also the TV, so,
yes.
And it is still my favorite babysitter to this day.
Yes, mine too, I agree.
So So I had to do, you know, research. I wasn't familiar with that Lady Godiva. And I discovered from my research that before Bea Arthur was a golden girl named Dorothy, she was a liberal feminist named Maude. So there was a TV show named Maude that, you know, so that's what that song is from, that this guy was singing to her, Jeff with no F's. He's a fan of Maude.
Oh, wow. So, you know, yeah. I forgot about Maude. Yeah.
Forget about Maude.
You can't forget about Bea Arthur in general.
Exactly. You just see a golden girl and you overlook Maude. That's very rude. Yes. So Mimi says, I'm actually a bit conservative when getting to know someone. So there was very little discussion of sex during our first few weeks of communicating. Even on our dates, there will be a lot of fun and chemistry during the date, but the dates always ended with a quick church hug. So, okay, so Sean, do you know what a church hug is? So
I mean, I have a visual. As somebody who didn't grow up in the church, I'm not quite sure that my version of a church hug is the same, but okay. I'm like, there's definitely no ass grabbing happening here.
No ass grabbing in a church hug.
I see it being a not a deep embrace, kind of a soft embrace with a back pat. That's what I envision.
Oh no, you're way off. You would be kicked out the church the first day.
Oh yeah, for many reasons.
Yes, a church hug is a sideways shoulder to shoulder hug with, you have the one arm draped around the other person's scapula, or for those who didn't go to medical school, the shoulder blades. And it's a high armed hug. So there's no embracing below the bra strap line anywhere approaching the waistline.
Specific.
Oh yeah. It's very, very technical. It's full on sideways action. So,
and now is there torso to torso contact, or is there a parameter of how much distance there needs to be between rib cages?
Usually there's not, because there's kind of a lean in. So it's more shoulder to shoulder connection. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, so the middle body never really touches.
Okay. So, yeah. I get it. I'm with you. Yeah,
and the church hug is designed to avoid full frontal contact of the genitalia, which you find with a regular hug, such as, you know, chesticle to chesticle and other body parts.
And double D, that's why I'm a hugger.
To get that full frontal contact.
I mean, come on. You got to get your opportunities in when you can.
Exactly. Take it where you can get it.
That's right.
So, okay. So that's how their dates ended, with these church hugs. Mm-hmm. So a lack of conversation about sex prompted Jeff to ask me if I was a sexual person or if I was celibate. He went on to explain that he's a very, in all caps, very sexual man and needs a partner who's also very sexual. He prefers to have sex every morning and, if possible, in the evening. God, does Jeff ever fucking go to work, or you just humpity hump all fucking day? Damn, Jeff, give it a rest. Okay. So he said that he's broken up with women in the past who were celibate or had low sex drives. So he just wanted to ensure that when the time was right, that my sex drive would match his.
So Double D, I have to chime in here.
Yes.
A couple things. I appreciate that he's actually having this conversation.
Oh, yeah.
As douchey as he is, right? I appreciate that he's like having the conversation at all, so she could be like, dude, get the fuck out of here, right? But the other thing is like, bro, you're just like every other dude I've ever met. Like, you like to hump a lot. Okay, good for you. What makes you special here? So
exactly. Anyway. No, they just have to let you know. They have to do a public service announcement. Right. Like that's the first man you ever met. Like, yeah, okay, humpity humpy. We get it.
Hump away, bro. Here's a pillow.
Exactly. So that body pillow, put that body pillow to good use. Let Jeff hump up on the body pillow.
Exactly. Here, I'll even put a hole in it for you.
Right. So I assured him I have a very healthy sexual appetite, but I always found the sex to be the easy part with someone, whereas true compatibility and intimacy is the hard part. So I'd rather focus on that when getting to know someone. Good girl, Mimi.
Damn, I like that's it. Some insight right there. Powerful.
Yeah, Yeah.
Drops mic, walks out.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Sex is the easy part, dude. Yeah. What about that intimacy?
Motherfucker.
So, right. As time went on, we engaged in some amazing verbal foreplay during our long phone conversations, setting the scene for a real production once the time was right. He had a sexy, deep voice and very sultry conversation. Oh, now I'm kind of, yeah, okay. There was no doubt in my mind that I was going to get railed. That was in all caps, railed. Okay. He would also text me sexy messages during the day, like, I just took a DNA test. Turns out this 100% good dick, which I love. I want someone to text that to me.
Oh, my God.
Text me the Lizzo line, please.
I will take that over a dick pic any day of the week.
Exactly. Turns out it's 100% good dick. Or he would call me with that sexy, deep voice and say, girl, you gonna call me Amazon because I'm delivering this dick on Prime overnight. Okay. Sidebar. Now, was he saying he would deliver it overnight, or would it be delivered throughout the night? Like, is the overnight, was he referencing timing or frequency? Because my shows come on, you know, like, you know, I can take the overnight delivery, but I can't take the over the night delivery, you know, like what exactly is Jeff offering to deliver?
Well, I think the clarification is valid. I also think maybe you're splitting pubic hairs here, Double P.
Well, Jeff needs to clarify what service he's offering. Be clear with your service offerings, Jeff. That's all we ask. So she said he was really building up the anticipation in a girl. I know he was, Mimi. Good for you. So the night I was on my way to his house. No, so the night I was on my way to his house. I text my friends in the group chat and I said, the body pillow humps back tonight, bitch. So that's right. Yeah, you tell them whores who are making fun of you for being celibate, you tell them what's up. You're about to get you some, girl. Getting that keen, about to get your box rocked, your back broke, your whistle cleaned in the bedroom, in the kitchen, in the stairs, upstairs, downstairs, all the way, Mimi, all the way. I am here for it. And I got a little dab for you. Yeah, because it's going down. Happy for Mimi.
Celebrating. Happy for Mimi. Go get that Amazon Anaconda.
Exactly. Celebrating in advance for Mimi.
Yes.
Wouldn't you know it? Oh, on our big night, on our big night, he delivered two pumps and then a slump.
That motherfucker right there.
All that fucking talk. So I kindly asked, like you're asking for directions to the post office. So I kindly asked, hey, what happened?
Pardon me, sir.
Pardon me.
Is that Mrs. all you Monsieur? Have to offer?
Exactly. So he was pissed and he said, when he went in, it felt too good and it caught him off guard. I hate that fucking seventh grade excuse. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't know what it feels like. And like, you can't prepare yourself to hold your load. Like, no, Jeff, with no F's. That's not acceptable. So I was like, okay, feel good. Like what? So he huffs and he's like, I don't know, like a giraffe tickling a monkey's ass. I don't know. How do you want me to answer that?
Wow. Like,
Now I'm the problem, Jeff, with no F's. So I let him regroup, but there was no rebound. He went to sleep. Girl, can you imagine? Can you imagine?
I'm speechless. You know, oh, wow. I mean, oh. That's why he likes to bed the girls early, right? So he doesn't have this like reputation to live up to. You suck, Jeff.
All the Lizzo buildup, the Amazon promises, and two pumps and a slump. Come on, my guy. Don't do that, my guy. Be better. Yeah. Be better, my guy. Okay. So
if you don't want it to feel so good, look for some sandpaper coochie. Okay.
Exactly. Obviously Mimi got that good, good. You go.
That's right. Nice girl.
So she says, this section says red flags. So full disclosure, I'm a huge fan of dry humping. I'm pretty sensitive, quote, there. So I can derive a lot of pleasure from this method. And it is absolutely a try before you buy situation. I get what she's saying. It's kind of like renting a car. You know, you see how it handles. Mm-hmm, you see if it drives smooth. Then you get to where you're going and you can turn it in and never have to drive it again.
Right.
Or you can keep it and, you know, decide to purchase it. But either way, it's no commitment, you know. So, you know, if you're happy with the ride, you contemplate a purchase. If not, deuces, lose my number, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what she calls a red flag. So in the dry humping arena, he would fully strap up in the bathroom and have a very long process going on before coming into the bedroom. What I mean is we'd go from snuggling, watching a movie and then making out. Then he'd race to the bathroom and there would be an entire symphony of weird sounds. Drawers opening, cabinets closing, mechanical appliances whirring like a drill, a table saw, a nail gun. She said, just to name a few before he returned to bed. And then he would be all weird and he would never let me touch him below his waist. Oh, so he was avoiding her, contacting her, making contact with the gear shift. Uh-huh. He's like, drive this car, but don't touch the gear shift. So, you know, what guy isn't always pushing your hand towards the gear shift?
Right.
You know,
right.
Guys always want you, even those ones that fucking drive Priuses. And, you know, side note, I'm always fascinated by that because I'm thinking maybe you should tell me a few more jokes and take me on a few more dates and show me your bank book a few extra times before you reveal to me that you're shifting a fucking Prius. You know, you really have to woo me before, you know, so just let me be so head over heels that I'm like, okay, well, no big deal. He got 99 great qualities, but a big dick ain't one.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm with that. Like, just warn me and woo me and make me love you despite your Prius status, you know?
Yeah. Well, and I mean, seriously, this is like, we're getting into legal territory. Isn't this like bait and switch at this point?
It really is.
It's
absolute classic false advertising.
Yeah,
I think
she has a lawsuit on her hands.
I think so. I think so. And this falls under the lemon law because he's he's driving a for real hoopty lemon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
The other thing that she says is a red flag. So I guess all the bathroom activity. What was he doing in the bathroom?
With the appliances?
Yeah. Was he like, does he have some type of thing to pump it up maybe?
Oh, a Swedish penis pump?
And I don't know, to inflate it or something? Because what is that about? Like, that's so weird. Mimi should have given us
I don't think she knew though.
You know, he's in the bathroom, she's in the room, but. He had a whole little...
I think, you know, at this day and age, Double D, I would have put a camera up in there just to see what happened next time out of curiosity.
Oh, yes.
Right?
To see the assembly line, to see that dick being put together. Mm-hmm. Yes. He was probably in there doing the little Build-A-Dick, you know, like Build-A-Bear, and he's and clicking it together, and then the damn thing didn't even work. Like, send this dick back. It's defective.
Yeah, I changed my mind. I don't want the one that has a tutu on.
Exactly. Jeff with no fucking ifs. Okay. So, the second red flag, she said they were discussing masturbation. And he made a comment that his urologist said, it's not good for you. And so So red flag, what 32-year-old man has a urologist? You're well over 50 before you even know what a urologist is. And I'm kind of with you. Like, men don't really need dick doctors early in life. That's kind of an older guy's little hustle, you know? They go swinging about carefree until their later years. Whereas, you know, we hit the gynecologist at 18, but guys have that reprieve until they're much older. So yeah, I'm with you, Mimi. That was really a red flag you missed. So she says, I'm not a monster. We're all humans. We're all humans. And this is real life, not the metaverse. This is real life, not the metaverse where everyone's dick is always hard. So, you know, sometimes our bodies fail us and sometimes the rooster can't provide that old cock-a-doodle-doo. I like that, Mimi.
Yes. So well said.
Well said. So given everything that I liked about him as a person, if he'd just been honest with me, I'd be willing to work with him. But fucking audacity of him to give me the come to Jesus speech that I don't seem very sexual. And then he comes in with this failing ass, sad performance in human procreation and then act like it's nothing. That is bullshit. Agreed.
Absolutely.
And to top it off, he took me to see that boring ass Batman movie with the vampire and then he ghosted me. Did you see that Batman with the kid for that played the fucking vampire in the, what's that movie? Twilight? The Twilight guy played Batman?
No idea. No idea.
It was trash. So okay. Yeah, this is your farewell date from Jeff with no F's. He took you to the fucking boring Batman movie and then never called you again?
Well, I think it's out of shame, right? I mean, everything that happened up to that point.
Jeff with no F's, it should be.
It should be. And then to end it on a note of that movie, right? Which I now know I never need to see. So thanks for that. This was educational, as always.
Exactly. So, and she says in conclusion, F off Jeff with no F's. He gave no F's because he had no F's to give.
Oh, I hear that.
Mimi is big mad. And let me say, Mimi, you need to go into hiding, my friend, because revealing this, something so sensitive about a man, and you use your name and his name, that's like double-crossing the mob, baby girl. Like, he's going to be after you. So you need to go into hiding. But good for you for warning other women.
Well, and I've got to say, Double D, he probably won't be hard to find because how many Jeffs spell their name with no F's?
That is true. If you come across a Jeff with no F's, run the other way.
Run.
But my question, just, you know, reading this, I got the letter. I was just like, wow, this is interesting. And I was so like the buildup, you know, I was so turned on with his verbal foreplay.
Yeah.
And the, you know, the Lizzo quotes and all this. And just, I was loving Jeff. But why do you think, okay, because if I'm a 2-minute dude, I'm going to set the bar real low. I'm going to be like, oh yeah, you know, I like to cuddle. I like to talk. I'm going to, you know, I'm setting it real low in the grind department. You know, I'm going to really woo you on the emotional front and then, you know, slap this 2 minutes on you. And it's going to be like, well, I'm in love with this person. It's going to be too late, you know?
Yeah.
But why would he like sell it like he is cock diesel knowing he can't deliver?
That's his game, right? That's his confidence.
Is that his game?
I mean, I got to imagine so. I'm going to guess this guy is not deeply in touch with his emotional side. Baby, I love you. I love you so much. I don't see it. But I do have a suggestion for Jeff with no F's. I have probably a couple of suggestions, but my first one is to consider work as a phone sex operator.
He could absolutely be a phone sex operator, and I am his first paying customer.
Yeah, right? That deep voice?
Yes, I can imagine. Yeah. Send me your number, Jeff with no F's.
It's in your phone. G. Yeah. Jeff. Whatever. I don't know how you pronounce it.
I think it's Jeff.
Jeff.
Hey, my name is Jeff. Yeah.
You sorry? Just have to say, like, sorry, what?
I'm Jeff. Nice to meet you.
Wow. I feel for Mimi. And I, you know, she's angry.
Mimi is still quite pissed.
This is a fresh wound, Double D.
Yes. And then, you know, you have to go back and tell all your homegirls, like, y'all, you know.
Look what you made me do.
Yes, after she was talking all that shit that the body pillow was going to hump back. Like, she's talking big shit only to get little results, you know.
Well, I mean, really, it was probably pretty equivalent to humping a body pillow.
Except there's no time limit on the body pillow hump.
Yeah, that's true. You can hump to your heart's content.
Exactly. It sounds like he had a very short window of humpery and then it's slumpery, you know?
Oh, Jeff, we're pulling for you. That's got to be a tough situation for a fella. But yeah. Oof. Mimi, good for you. And for the record, Mimi, you're the catch in this situation. Let's be clear. You played your cards right. Yeah.
Yeah. And keep your standards high. Mm-hmm. And maybe, I mean, do you go younger?
Or maybe,
like how much younger can you go than 32? Like 32, this shouldn't be an issue. I was going to say maybe go younger next time, but.
Yeah, no, I don't think age has anything to do with it.
Yeah. Maybe really Jeff had some type of injury or something. Or just never built his stamina up. You know,
well, you know, he ought to stay away from the power tools. That's probably a good start.
Whatever he's worrying and nailing and hammering in that bathroom, it could be doing him more harm than good.
That's right. He got his pecker stuck in the Black and Decker.
I love it. I love it. We have some scandalous listeners. Like, she went full on.
I'm very proud of her.
These are the names, date of birth, social security number. Like,
wow, damn. Did she send any X-rated pictures for our Instagram?
No pics. I would love a
no DPs
or something. No.
Okay.
No, unfortunately, no.
Maybe next time.
Yes. Please keep in touch with us, Mimi, though. We want to hear about your next exploit.
Yes.
And I want to know when you get, you know, when you get that big one.
Yeah. And maybe next time, don't put so much pressure on yourself. Maybe just give into that one night stand and let him rock your box a little bit and redeem yourself for the JE.
Well, situation. I mean, you know, she said she's a conservative young lady.
You know, so, I know, but like, look where that got her. I'm just saying.
But we can only be who we are, you know. She endured all those bullshit church hugs and all the nicey for nothing. Nothing.
Nothing. Yeah. Two pumps of nothing.
Two pumps of nothing. Mm. So, yes. So that was the letter I received this week. And hopefully everyone else's week is better.
Yeah, seriously. Well, Mimi, love it. Thank you for sharing. That was excellent. Please don't mind the fact that we are getting entertainment out of your plight here.
Your misery.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Excellent.
Well, to the other Mimis in the world, how can they contact us?
Well, Double D, the other Mimis in the world and the Jeffs with no F can also contact us. Tell us your side of the story.
Exactly.
Email us. Yes, we want to hear it. We'll tell your story too, motherfucker. Let's have it.
That's right. That's right.
So you can email us at stdpodcaststory@gmail.com.
Yes.
Yes. And also, you can follow us on Instagram. We are at STD Podcast Story on Instagram. So check it out. Sometimes we put some pictures up there to supplement the story. Sorry, this time we did not have any live action footage or any dick pics for your enjoyment.
It was too quick to get a picture.
Yeah, I know.
Two
I know.
You'd have to slump. It was over.
That's right. I don't think they make shutter action that's that fast. So,
right.
All right, listeners. Well, thank you so much. We will see you next. Well, hear you, talk to you next time. For our next episode.
Wonderful having you. Have a good week, guys.
All right. Bye. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning into this episode of the Shenanigans, Tomfoolery, and Debauchery podcast. Be sure to follow our podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts so that you're sure not to miss any of the amazing and totally ridiculous stories that are coming your way. And also, don't forget to follow us on Instagram at STD Podcast Story so you can make sure that you get full picture for every one of the ridiculous stories that we tell. Because sometimes we get some pictures to supplement the stories, and that's where you're going to find them. And if you would like to share your story with us, we would love to hear it. Email it to us at stdpodcaststory@gmail.com. And feel free to include some pictures as well so we can throw those up on our Instagram. All right, now get out there, do some stupid shit, and don't forget to tell us about it when you're done.